So we'll go to something a little bit lighter, but maybe we'll see how, what kind of trouble I get into. About a week ago, I did something brave. Jackie was going to go to the craft group at church, and I was going to go to the beach by myself with Joe. Now, taking, as probably most of you know, taking a toddler to the beach is a different experience than going to the beach by yourself. When you can go by yourself, you can grab your towel and just go. Figure it out as you go. With a toddler, you have to bring every item you can in case you need it. So you pack things like snacks, things to use the restroom, sunblock, towels, noodles, you know those red noodles, you gotta take those with you, toys. You find you're bringing this caravan with you. You know, you would have thought, like, here goes one person, and here comes a whole caravan behind them. And so, but I decide, so we load up the car, and we go, we drop off Jackie, we go, and we go down to Sunset. And I have this place that I park on Sunset Beach. I'll give you all a hint. Steve Yost lives there, I just park in his driveway. You're all welcome to do the same thing, he's not going to tell you no. I don't know if he'll appreciate it. I get there, and I park the car, and I get Joe out, and I have Joe in one hand, popping the trunk in the other hand, and I realize I have a problem. I'm not strong enough to carry all this stuff. I'm running out of the ability to go. So I make an executive decision. The red pool noodle is not coming with us. I shove it back in the trunk, and I start picking out items that I can't take. Items that I think, all right, snacks are really good. Sunblock is really good. Towels are really good. I probably don't need all these toys. I probably don't need this. I'll risk it with this. You sort it out. Make choices about what you can take and what you don't take. In our gospel story today, Jesus sends out 70 followers, two by two, into the neighboring villages, commanding them to head out into these villages with no money, no bags, no extra sandals. Sends them out completely vulnerable, dependent on the generosity of others, making these disciples both faithful but woefully unprepared. Described as lambs going out in the midst of wolves. It's a pretty scary image. If I'm honest, when we talk about life, it is hard to prepare for life, right? There are all these curves, all these unexpected things, and we do the best that we can, right? This past week, we bought life insurance. We're talking about a life changer, right? You're like, well, if something happens, we have to be prepared. We prepare for all kinds of things to happen to us. We do this because life is full of these twists and turns, and we have to make choices. And we don't know what these choices are going to lead to. What's going to happen? You do your best, and you may still struggle. You may end up with a disease that doesn't seem to be cured. Medical bills that get really expensive. Things that bring fear and anxiety and stress. Things that scare us. And that's true for our disciples today. When they go out, they have plenty to fear. They have no money. How are they going to buy things? They have no spare shoes. What happens if a sandal breaks? They know nobody. They can't even greet them on the road to make a friend on their way. They're going out like lambs among the wolves. They're dependent on God to guide the way for them. And one of the most beautiful parts of our gospel story today is when they return.
Because after going out into this fear and anxiety, what does our story tell us? They come back with joy. They've seen miracles performed and performed miracles themselves. And most importantly, they've gained a foretaste for the feast to come. And they get to see this because they went out unprepared. They're willing to trade in the safety and security, the preparedness for following God. And I bring up the image of taking Joe to the beach. I'm trying not to say it too loud. She'll figure it out when we go again. Because what happens is, the more I have to take with the beach, the less excited I am to go to the beach. It takes so much effort. Got to go in the morning because we can't. We got to make sure we get to nap time. This is a great picture of a guy wrestling an alligator. And he says, that's like getting toddler sunblock on a toddler. He's just like spinning and rolling and all that stuff. You should try it. You have a grandkid, try it on your grandkids, what happens. Talk about all the things you have to bring. Pool noodles and snacks. It feels like it sometimes becomes a burden. And it's slightly sad because one of my favorite places to go is the beach. I often tell people the beach is the place in nature where I experience God the best. I go to the beach, I hear the waves crash, and I think, wow, how amazing is our God who has organized this whole world. And I get to see it from here. But how the anxiety, the fear of what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I need this? Do I have enough? Do I have all these things? Gets in my head. I think, well, I might not go to the beach. I think ministry is the same idea. Ministry is this amazing thing. And you got a little bit of from Joan's talk. You got to see this life transformed, right? Somebody who was in the midst of crisis. The father had died 2 weeks before. Was that right? No, they were homeless for 2 weeks. He had died sometime in the past. The uncertainty of where they are going to live. To then transition them to a point where they will live sustainably. That's a miracle of God. That's life-changing. Not just life-changing for the person who's gone to the river, but the fact that it's stuck with Joan. It's changed the way she thinks about people. I mean, you've always been a wonderful person, but I'm sure it's a story that adds on top. I know, really, maybe you watch the test. It's okay, this is a small, I think it's the same idea with ministry. It's very easy for us to say, wow, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? And we try to do the best we can to prepare. But the reality is we cannot prepare for everything. We just don't know. So instead, we have to do something different. We have to trust in God. That by following God, God will guide us. That even if we feel like we are lambs walking among wolves, that if we can stick close to God, we will be led to something amazing. That by reaching out, we will see the beauty of the kingdom. That we will see this foretaste, knowing that when we see this, we know there's something even greater coming behind. That when we talk about our world, we talk about our world as a place that is getting better. That we have this foretaste that one day, when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back, we will have an abundant feast. But fear and anxiety will bring joy. And God will bring joy when He returns. And so what we do in the meantime
Just like the villages in our story, where it tells us that Jesus is going to make his way there eventually. We are the disciples who have been sent forward. Sent to help this world. Sent to change this world. And in being sent, get the opportunity to see the beauty of God's kingdom. Amen.